بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are still discussing the chapter that deals with fasting. And you all know that fasting is divided into two types: mandatory fasting and voluntary fasting. And you all know that mandatory fasting is also divided into a number of types, different types. So we have Ramadan, which comes on the highest of all. We have, of course, making up for missed days of Ramadan, qada. We have oaths that you pledge on yourself. Allah did not pledge it on you, but you called it upon yourself, and this is mandatory for you to fulfill. And lastly, we have expiations. So if you kill someone by mistake, you have to fast 2 months as an expiation. If you say to your wife that you are forbidden on me and you are exactly like my mother's back or my sister's back, and since that I have nothing to do with you regarding intimacy, you're like my mother, then you have to also part of the sequence of expiation. If you cannot free a slave, then you have to fast for 2 consecutive months, and etc. So these are the types of mandatory fasting. The voluntary fasting, the sky is the limit. We have the highest of all is Arafah. Fasting the day of Arafah expiates the sins of 2 years. Fasting the day of Ashura expiates the sins of 1 year. And the sunnah is to fast Mondays and Thursdays. As the Prophet used to say, alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah is to fast 3 days of every month. And these are preferably the white days, known as the 13th, 14th, and the 15th. It is part of the sunnah also to fast the fasting of Dawood, to fast the day and to skip the next. So these are all considered to be voluntary fasting you can do. There is, of course, as you all know, forbidden fasting. And it is forbidden for a Muslim to fast the days of Eid, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And it's also forbidden to fast the 3 days of At-Tashriq. They are the 3 days that follow Eid al-Adha, which is the 11th, 12th, and the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. It is forbidden to separately fast Friday for the sake of Friday. And it is forbidden to fast Saturday separately for the sake of Saturday. But if there is a legitimate reason for doing this, this is permissible, as in the case when you fast Arafah alone and it coincides with a Saturday. This is permissible. As in the case if you fast the fasting of Dawood, peace be upon him. So this means that this week you will isolate Friday and the following week you'll isolate Saturday. Is this halal? Yes, because this is a fasting of Dawood. I'm not deliberately isolating fasting the Friday or Saturday for their sake. I'm doing it because it comes within the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi as-salatu was-salam. We have hadith 179, and who will read this hadith?
Anas ibn Malik said that the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said, have sahur, there is blessing in sahur.
In this hadith of Anas ibn Malik, we learn some of the etiquettes of fasting, and that is to have the suhoor. What is the suhoor? The suhoor itself is the pre-dawn meal. It is the last meal that a person who intends to fast has it before the break of dawn. And it is part of the sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ used to do. And scholars differed whether it is mandatory or it is highly recommended. And the most authentic opinion is, it is highly recommended. Why is that? Because there are a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ permitted his companions to continue fasting. Yani, when it's sunset, they continued. They did not break their fast until the following day of sunset. So they fasted 48 hours. And the Prophet did this ﷺ to punish them. And we will get to know this inshallah. So the Prophet would not sallallahu alaihi wasallam permit them to do something that is forbidden. That is skipping the pre-dawn meal, the suhoor, which indicates that the pre-dawn meal is not mandatory, but rather it is recommended and mustahab. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that in this pre-dawn meal, there is barakah. So one should not at all take it lightly. Even if you are about to fast and you don't have something to eat, the least you could do is drink some water. And intend by drinking that water that it is your pre-dawn meal. Because the Prophet promised us and informed us that there is barakah inside of that. Now, people differed. Some of them, especially the deviant sects, think that one should not have a good pre-dawn meal because this goes against the intention of starving yourself. But actually, is fasting intended to starve? Yani Allah Azza wa Jalla is punishing us? No. If I don't starve, what happens? I personally, when I fast, with the grace of Allah, I don't feel hungry and I don't feel thirsty because I don't eat a lot. Those who are used to eating a lot may find this. But does this mean that I should prolong my fasting until Taraweeh so that I can feel hungry? No. So it is not as the deviant sects say that Allah wants to torture us and hence we should not have a big meal for pre-dawn meal. No, you eat whatever is permissible for you to eat. And you should use this pre-dawn meal to give you strength so that the following day you would act normally and do what Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to do as a Muslim. Moving on to hadith number 180. Yes, brother.
Narrated Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anh, that Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu anh, said, we took our suhoor with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they finished it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood for the Fajr prayer and offered it. Anas asked Zayd, what was the interval between their finishing the suhoor and the starting of the morning prayer? Anas replied, it was equal to the time taken by a person in reciting 50 verses of the Quran.
Actually, it is not Anas who replied. It was Zayd ibn Thabit who replied, because Anas is asking Zayd. And he told him what was the interval, and Zayd said that it was about, or the time that a person takes to recite 50 verses of the Quran. From this hadith, we learn that the sunnah is to postpone and delay the sahur to the last minute. Nowadays, in most of the Muslim countries, you will find in the Islamic, so-called Islamic calendars they distribute, you will find imsak or imsakiyat Ramadan. And it will come 15 minutes or 20 minutes before the adhan of Fajr, they tell you the time to fast. Is that correct? This is not correct. This is not part of the sunnah. In Islam, you're allowed to eat and drink and have intimacy until you can distinguish between day and night. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. So the break of dawn is the determining factor of you refraining from eating, drinking, and things that nullifies your fasting. Other than that, there is no value of it or to it. So if I have these calendars that say that 15 minutes I should refrain and stop eating or drinking, this is not true. Unfortunately, 95% of the Muslims apply this in their lives. And you find them 15 minutes before the Adhan fasting. And this is an innovation, one of all. Secondly, this is imitating the deviant sects and the Jews and Christians probably. Because the Prophet told us in an authentic hadith, the people will remain in good shape, the Muslims, as long as they delay the suhoor. And those who stop eating 15 or 20 minutes before definitely are not following the sunnah. How do we know that it is not part of the sunnah? Zayd said, between finishing the suhoor and starting to pray 50 ayahs, how much would a person take to recite 50 ayahs? 10 minutes? Less than 10 minutes. Let's say 15 minutes. So by the time he ended, the Adhan called and they went to make wudu, and then the Iqamah was called. This is 50 ayahs, 50 verses of the Quran, which means that it was so late that it was just before the Adhan. They finished their suhoor and immediately afterwards they prayed Fajr prayer. Hadith number 181.
It is related from Aisha and Salama radiallahu anhuma. Fajr used sometimes to find the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in janaba, state of sexual impurity, from one of his wives. Then he performed ghusl and fasted.
In this hadith, we have a report by two of his wives sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we learn from it? This is what we'll find inshallah after the break, so stay tuned.